Hi, friends. Oh my God. I like every single time I get on here and start to record, I'm like, oh, this is fun. This is something I forgot that I love to do. But hello. I didn't have an episode on Friday because it was my birthday week and I didn't feel like recording. And I'm sort of done putting so much pressure on myself to be like, okay, this is my posting schedule. It's like, I'm not going to force myself to record if I don't want to talk about anything. But I was listening to The Broski Report this morning, which is Brittany Broski's podcast. If you don't watch that, you better go. It's so funny. She's just so funny. We've been blessed. I love her to death. And I actually don't know why I even mentioned this to you. She just inspired me to speak. Were you silent or were you silenced? Neither. Brittany Broski made me want to go run my mouth. And I love that about her. So I'm here to talk about nothing pertaining to the queen herself. I actually wanted to get on here and talk to you guys about accepting the bare minimum. And ooh, you weren't expecting that, were you? But I may be calling some people out. And sorry. Don't we all need that from time to time? So last week's episode was on dating and how to have a good first date and the attachment styles and things like that. And I wanted to sort of share some of my experiences with dating, but also some things that, or one thing that I've noticed through dating. So in the last year, I've went on like 12 dates, I think. And through speaking with my friends or, you know, people in general, they don't even have to be my friends, I've realized how many people, specifically women, settle for the bare minimum just through my conversations with women. And what I mean by that is I will be talking to a woman and sort of telling them about what I experienced and why that wasn't cutting it for me. Sorry, there's a hair sort of stuck to my tripod. That's sort of fun. I would just tell women about the experiences that I've had within dating and why I cut men off or why my standards are the way they are or whatever. And I've been met with a lot of women who try to tell, well, it's like a 50-50 split. A lot of women will tell me that my standards are too high and that I'm never going to find a man if my standards are like this and that nobody's perfect and that I have to teach a man how to act right. And then the other half are women who are like me where it's like, no, it's good that your standards are high. You should not accept that. That is bullshit. And there's no hate towards either end because I was the first woman at one point. I used to have, my standards were on the ground, right? Girl, get up. The bar was in absolute hell. I had no standards. I also had no backbone and I also didn't know my self-worth. But now I have high standards and it's not that they are overly high and I also don't have high expectations. There is a big difference between having high standards and high expectations. Having high standards is knowing what you deserve. It's knowing your worth. Everyone should have high standards because you are deserving of being treated well and you are deserving of the treatment and the energy and the love that you're going to give to someone else. You deserve that in return, right? So have high standards, know your worth, hold yourself to a level of respect. However, having high expectations can get you into some trouble because that's essentially just expecting people to live up to your standards, and that's not something you can do. I do not expect anyone to meet my standards, which is why I am so willing to let people go and to separate and to part ways. And to not keep giving people chances because I've gotten very good at knowing early on if something will work out with someone, if someone meets my standards, if someone meets my non-negotiables. But I don't expect anyone to meet my standards because not everyone will. Not everyone is the right match for me. So trying to fit someone into a box that they won't fit in is silly. You know, if I see someone and I know right off the bat that they're not meeting my standards, why would I sit there and try to make them? That's an expectation. Meeting someone and expecting them to be right for you just because you like them or because you're attracted to them or because you see their quote unquote potential, that's not gonna work. That's toxic and that's why people are in shitty fucking relationships. No, start to see people for who they are, not for who you want them to be or who you think they could be. That's disrespectful. Seeing someone's potential is so disrespectful if you really think about it because it's not their potential. It's the idea of them that you crafted in your head. It has nothing to do with them. At all. Every single person could see someone's potential as something different, right? Like you and I could be looking at the same person and I'm like, wow, they could be so creative. They could start their own business. They could do so well. And you could be thinking, wow, they would be such a good father. They would be such a good doctor. It's like, well, we have two very different ideas of what this person's potential is because it has nothing to do about the person. It's all about you and what you want people to be for you. That's why seeing people's potential is dangerous. And that's why that sounded like Donald Trump. Sorry about that. That was triggering. Jump scare. But that's why, you know, expecting people to live up to your standards is so dangerous, because you'll start to craft them into someone that they're not, or you'll expect them to be someone they're not, and neither of those things are fair. With that being said, in last week's episode, I briefly talked about non-negotiables in dating and why they're so important, because with high standards, I know no one will ever meet all of my standards at all, but that's why I have non-negotiables, because you will meet all of my non-negotiables or it will not work out. But I don't have 55 non-negotiables. I have about 5. That's easy. And the other thing with standards is, like, I meet my own standards. I know other people can. I'm not asking for anything that I'm not going to give someone, right? So I'm not asking for too much, because I already give it to myself and I'm also going to give it to you. What triggered this thought was, I've had 2 experiences recently where I'll be talking to this guy and he's like, oh, we should go on a date. Let's go on a date on this day. And then he waits until the day of to actually set up the date. And that's not cutting it for me. So I'll give you the story. The first one, I matched with this guy on, believe it or not, Facebook dating. Hey, don't kill me. Also, don't make fun of me. But my roommate Melissa was like, try out Facebook dating. And I was like, girl, what are you talking about? I never heard of that before. And I'm also like, who uses Facebook? Hey, good on Facebook dating. I don't know. I've had no success. I haven't met anyone from it yet, but there's some fine men on there. And it's also kind of nice because it's like not really a dating app. Let's be real. Most people still have Facebook. Does anyone use it? Probably not. I don't know. It's just nice. Give it a try if you want to. I really don't care. We met on Facebook dating. We hit it off right away. And I do take some responsibility because I did not follow some of my rules. One of my rules is that I don't want to text you a lot before the first date. I don't want to get to know you over text, because that's not who you actually are. I feel like when you text someone a lot before you meet them, you sort of craft this idea of who this person is in your head, and it's fake. That's not who they are. So I like to save all the getting to know them and all, like, everything until the first date, essentially. I didn't do that because our first date was like a week in advance. Number 2, I like to FaceTime people before I go on a first date with them, because you sort of are able to vet them. I get a sense of if we have a connection right away. It keeps me from wasting my time. I've had too many first dates where I show up and immediately I'm like, damn, I'm not attracted to you in person, or damn, I don't like your voice, or damn, we have no chemistry, we have no connection. And all of those things would have been figured out, and my time would not have been wasted, and I would not have wasted his time if I would have FaceTimed him. I didn't do that with this guy. Wish I did. So we're talking all week, and he was like super excited to meet me. He was like, okay, Sunday at 11, let's go for a walk and grab some coffee, but we'll figure out where we're gonna do it day of. And I was like, okay. I thought that was fine. I was like, okay, whatever. You know, later in the week comes around, he's like, oh, I'm so excited to meet you, whatever. Saturday night, we're just like having conversation, but he's not really mentioning the date. And here's the thing about me. Yes, and this is what one of the girls told me. They were like, why didn't you bring it up? I don't want to. And this might, like, you might not agree with this. Hey, you don't have to. We're allowed to have different standards, but it's like, you asked me on the date. It's your responsibility to set it up. I've mentioned the date throughout the week. I've said I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to remind you to do what I think is the bare minimum for you to do, which is setting up the date, confirming the date. So he doesn't say anything about the date on Saturday. Sunday morning comes around. I wake up super early, like literally 4:30. And at 5, I respond to his text from the day before, basically just like following up with that conversation that we were having. But I didn't mention the date because I didn't think I needed to. And I get up, I go to the gym, I get all my shit done early in the morning, preparing for our date at 11. I don't hear from him all morning. Mind you, he usually would text me at like 7 a.m., whatever. 7 comes, nothing. 8 comes, I start getting ready because I'm like, well, if I'm going downtown, I need to leave by 10. 9 comes, I'm ready, don't hear from him. And I'm like, okay. So at this point, I'm like, well, I'm not going on this date at all, because you're giving me 2 hours now? No, that feels so disrespectful for me. You cannot set up a date that late in advance. If you know you're waiting for the day of to set up a date, you better get up early, 7 a.m., let's set this up. You know what I mean? But you're not setting up a date 2 hours before. That's just rude. You've had all week. What are you doing? Because that shows me you're not taking this seriously. You don't actually give a shit. You aren't taking my time into consideration. You're just not taking this seriously. That's fine. 9:30 comes around, still haven't heard from him. 9:45 comes around, he texts me, wow, getting up at 5 a.m. on a Sunday, you're a loose cannon. And I was like, huh? I literally said, I was like, well, I woke up that early so I could get everything that I needed to done before a date that was supposed to be at 11, which I've now canceled because I haven't heard from you. And he goes, 9:45 isn't that late. And I was like, it is when you actually have a date at 11. I need more follow through in a person than that. And he said, well, my apologies. I had a migraine. I'm not having my best morning. And it's like, well, if you had a migraine, you could have texted me. I didn't say that to him. But it's like, if you had a migraine, you could have just said, hey, I need to reschedule. You know, he said he had a migraine the night before. You could have texted me that you weren't feeling well. Doesn't take that much effort. And I never heard from him again. I said, no worries. Feel better. And he never responded, which showed me I was right about him not taking it seriously. And like that right there, you can't meet my standards. This would never work because I am someone who needs more follow through than that. I'm way too thoughtful of a person to be with someone who isn't thoughtful or considerate. And that's what I mean by figuring out your non-negotiables. If I have so much of a trait, I want someone to at least be able to give it back to me a bit, because if I'm doing all of it, I will resent you down the line. If I'm being super thoughtful and super considerate and you are very inconsiderate and not very consistent, I'm gonna get really pissed off and resent you for that. And I remember I was texting some friends about this, and some of them were literally like, oh, you should give him a chance, or you should have texted him earlier in the morning and asked about the date, even though I did text him early in the morning. No, I didn't ask him about the date. I should not have to remind you about our first date. That's ridiculous. I'm not going to prompt you into doing the bare minimum, which is setting up the damn date. I'm not going to persuade you or remind you to do the bare minimum. That's what I mean. With the bare minimum, you should not have to teach someone the bare minimum. A lot of things are up for communication. I'm willing to work through a lot of things. The bare minimum is not one of those. I'm not going to sit here and hold your hand and teach you how to be a decent boyfriend or a decent man and set up a date. That's fucking ridiculous. And that's what made me realize, damn, women are really out here like accepting the bare minimum. And I remember someone was like, oh, like, remember, he doesn't know you and he doesn't know what you expect, so you should teach him. No. I guess it was sort of on me, because here's the thing. I like to get people's opinions on things just because I like to hear about people's opinions. I like to hear their mind. I like to hear their insight. But I wasn't asking you to tell me what to do. It's like, if you want to accept the bare minimum, go for it. That's not something I'm going to do. Because here is the thing. I know there is better out there. I've received the treatment that I want. I've had men set up a date well in advance, follow up with me. You know, say we have a date on Saturday. He'll set it up on Wednesday. Friday night, he'll text me confirming the date. You know, things like that. That's the bare minimum. That's the bare minimum. Are you kidding me? Setting up the when and the where, taking care of it, following up with me, picking me up. Well, I mean, if it's off a dating app, I don't want you to pick me up. But like, I've been on a date with a man who did all of that, picked me up, made the reservation, followed up, you know, opened the car door for me. Like all of these things, I've received the treatment that I want. So why would I ever teach someone how to give me the bare minimum? That's ridiculous. Obviously, there are going to be moments in a relationship where you teach people how to love you properly in terms of like, hey, this is what makes me feel the most loved, because that's different for everyone. But what's not different for everyone is being a gentleman. There are ground rules here. You know what I mean? Like, be a gentleman. I'm not going to teach you how to do that. That's absolutely bonkers. And then it happened to me again recently. This guy I met at the gym, who, by the way, like, he approached me. He DM'd me. He was like, oh, we should go grab lunch. He asked me, oh, let's go grab lunch today. No, you can set it up. And also, I wasn't available. So he was like, okay, Saturday. And I was like, okay. Saturday comes around. He texts me at literally at like 10:30. I'm like, no, he texted me at 11, I think, which I'm like, well, I've been up since 4, so I already had lunch. But he was like, what's your availability like? I was like, not available until next week now, since I didn't hear from you. And he never even opened that DM. I'm like, what a freak. I had girls once again telling me that, like, oh, you should have followed up with him. No, literally no. Setting up a date is the bare minimum. And this is what I wanted to say. If they aren't able to meet the bare minimum in the beginning, when they're supposed to be courting you and impressing you, imagine how they're going to act when they're comfortable. That is terrifying to me. I'm never going to teach someone the bare minimum, let alone in the beginning. If they can't or won't do it in the beginning stages, when you're supposed to be on your best behavior, making a good impression on someone, imagine how they're going to act later down the line when they are comfortable. That's scary. I think a lot of people settle for the bare minimum for a few reasons. Number one, I've realized in women a lot, it's because they're afraid to be alone. And women would rather settle than be alone. And that's so scary because I would rather be alone for the rest of my life than be with a man who doesn't treat me right or doesn't appreciate me or can't wipe his own ass. I'm not settling. Also, I think a lot of women settle for the bare minimum because they think there's nothing better out there, or they don't know their worth, or they're like an anxious attachment girly and they think they'll never find better. You will find better, but only if you think you deserve better. If you've been met with the same type of man, it's a reflection of the way you view yourself. Once you start to realize, no, I deserve better, demand better. Men do not act like the reason that guy who, the first one I told you about, who never answered me, it's because I demanded what, like, I showed exactly, I know what I deserve. I'm a person who needs more follow through than that. If I would have went on that date with him then, because I was ready, realistically, I could have made it to the date at 11. That's not the stage I want to set. That's not the standard I'm setting, not from the beginning, right? And honestly, if he would have responded better to that, I would have given him another chance to, you know, do over, give it a do over. But if I would have went on that date, that's showing that I'm okay with this. If I would have said, we can reschedule it for next time, that's showing him, okay, I need to get my shit together. And maybe it would have worked out. But the way he responded, I was like, oh, there's no second chances happening here. You know what I mean? Because it's not worth it. The bare minimum is not something to teach people. And this is in any situation, you know, with friends even, or jobs, or your living situation. Stop accepting the bare minimum because you think you won't get any better, or you think nothing better will come along, or you think you don't deserve better. You do. If you're able to give people better, if you're able to give yourself better, then you deserve that from others as well. So that's what I had to say. And those are just like, I mean, there's so many situations and examples of this, but that's just the one that came to mind because that's two experiences very similarly that I've experienced recently. But like, imagine if I would have settled for the bare minimum with that one guy. Someone that I recently matched with on a dating app is reaching the bare minimum and going above and beyond. But that I would not have experienced this if I would have settled for the other two schmucks, right? So once you realize how much you deserve, demand it. Do not settle for any less than that. At all, because you're going to give people better, so why would you not expect that in return? But now this guy I'm talking to now is setting up dates weeks in advance. He's asking to call me. He's give, like, it's all of these things, but I never would have experienced that if I didn't demand better and if I didn't not settle and decide that that situation wasn't serving me, you know? And if you're afraid to be alone, I have a whole other podcast. I think I have a podcast episode on that. If not, it's definitely a YouTube video on loneliness and how to love being alone. Because, like, I truly think you need to learn how to be alone before you date, because it's very hard to get into a healthy relationship if you're terrified of being alone. Because if you are in a relationship, you're just going to develop codependency. If you're so afraid of being alone, you're going to hold on to this person so tightly and allow them to get away with a bunch of bullshit because you don't want them to break up with you and leave you alone. Learn to be alone. And stop accepting the bare minimum. What the hell are we doing? Get out of that. Because also, like, think about it. Picture yourself walking down the aisle. You want to be excited. You want to be like, damn, I'm so excited to spend the rest of my life with this person. They treat me like a princess. You want to feel like you are in a romance movie or a Disney movie when you're walking down the aisle to your person. Not like, damn, I'm settling. Damn, could I have done better? Damn, am I doing the right thing? You know what I mean? If you're in a relationship and you're having questions like that, get out of it. I never want to question if I could be being treated better somewhere else. And granted, there are limits to that. Like, you have to know, because there are some people who always think they're better, but that's like an avoidant attachment style. Once again, be realistic. Not be realistic, but be sensible. Know how good you actually have it, but also know when it's time to walk away. And I guess that's a whole other episode in itself. But my throat's starting to hurt, and I didn't bring any water. And I feel like I didn't even talk that much. It's only been 21 minutes, but maybe this is just going to be a short episode, and I'll do another episode in the future where I go into a story time, even though I already did too. I don't know what else to talk about, but I just wanted to get that off my chest. So I think I'm going to end this here. My camera's going to die. If you want me to dive into this more, let me know. But I'm so excited to be back in podcasting. Maybe I'll do some mini ones like this. Other ones will probably be 37 hours long like they usually are. But this is your reminder. You deserve healthy love. You deserve the love and the energy and everything that you give to others. Until you find someone who's willing to give it to you, give it to yourself. But do not settle for any less. And don't teach people the bare minimum. What the hell are we doing? Set up your non-negotiables. Figure out what they are. Whether that be, you know, like good hygiene, consistency, financial responsibility, things like that. But know what's really important to you. Know what really matters to you. Know what you're not willing to settle on. Set that up. And then know the rest I can work through. They're bonus points. The other standards are bonus points. But I'm willing to teach people these other things or work through these other things. Because no one's perfect. And if you if you're like sitting around waiting for the one or the perfect person, you'll probably have a hard time because no one's perfect. Okay? Love you the most. You deserve healthy love. Bye, friends.